A very, very special day today, which of course is something that has been known for 1700 years, more or less, in the church. And of course, it's to many people very, very important. It is a feast of St. Martin of Tours. Now, St. Martin, when he was a little boy, he was born the son of an officer of the Roman legions in the Roman province of Pannonia, which is modern-day Hungary. And as a little boy, without his parents' permissions, he ran to the nearest Catholic church, and it was already possible to do that, and he asked to become a catechumen, that is, a person who is preparing to receive the sacrament of baptism, the sacrament of life. And so, we do not know exactly what his parents did or didn't do, but he did it more or less in hiding. Not long afterwards, when he was of age, as a teenager, and that was of age in those days, not today. Today, most people are immature when they're 70. He joined the Roman legion himself. And while still a catechumen, he had not been baptized yet. They took a long time in those days. Remember, St. Augustine's father was baptized on his deathbed. The same thing with St. Constantine, who was baptized years after he became a Catholic. And so it was something that was taken very, very seriously, the study of the Holy Catholic faith, which most people don't take seriously. I would say today, in this day and age, most priests don't take seriously. And so we won't go into that, though, but we could talk about that forever if we had the voice. So he was sent to France, and it was a cold day, much colder than this, 5 feet of snow, and he was on his horse. He was an officer. He was intelligent enough and industrious enough, both things are necessary, that he became an officer. And he was riding in the dark, in the snow, when all of a sudden he spotted this old man that was almost naked, just barely able to walk. He was freezing to death. And, of course, he was also starving to death. So St. Martin had his beautiful red centurion's cloak, and he cut it in half, and he put it around the shoulders of the old man, and then gave him his food to eat. And then he went on. Both of them went in different directions. That night, St. Martin was asleep, and he dreamt that Jesus Christ came to him with the cloak on his shoulders that he had given him. It was not just an old man, an old unknown old man in the field. It was Jesus Christ himself. And of course, we find this many times in the history of the saints. Now, it's not always the same. Not just because you meet somebody on the street, is that going to be Jesus Christ in hiding? Most often, it is not. And of course, you're not as holy as St. Martin, even though he was not yet baptized. Well, right after this, he was baptized, and then he quit the legions, and he went to work under, he became an acolyte under the great converter of many of the Catholics of France at that time, Saint Remy. And he was also involved with other bishops in France who are saints. I don't remember all of them right now. But eventually, he too was ordained a priest, and then he was appointed bishop of the city of Tours, Turonis in Latin. And there he began. He founded a monastery. Most bishops in those days did not live alone or in a mansion. They lived in a monastery with a priest that surrounded them. And he founded a monastery which was full very soon and had to be enlarged. And in the meantime, he procured, by his prayers, many, many, many miracles. Then later on, And this is about the year, let me see here, 197. It's very early in the history of the church. He died, but he was given notice by God that he was going to die. And he told the priests, the monks, I am going to die very soon. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be strong. I want you to fight the faith for the faith. And they begged him, please, please, do not allow this to happen. Beg the good Lord to let you stay with us longer. So he says, I will do so. But he said something which is, in many ways, become one of my mottos. I neither am afraid of death, nor do I refuse to live. Very, very important thing. Death, many people are horrified of it. There's nothing to be horrified at. Death is the passage. If one is of Christ and in the state of grace, it is a passage from this life to the next in heaven. And then, I'm not afraid to die, but I do not refuse to live. Why? Because to live meant to suffer and to work and to do many things for the sake of the church and of Christ. Well, God's will was God's will, and he died. In the meantime, he was canonized very, very early on, and it was so early that when Saint Benedict founded the monastery of Monte Cassino, the chapel that he built was called Saint Martin of Tours. Now, Saint Benedict founded the monastery. He was born in 380. And he died in about 430. He founded the monastery around the year 400. And that chapel is still there. And today, on this day, the monks go, it's very huge, and they go down many, many, many stairs in procession, singing magnificent litanies and songs in honor of St. Martin and of God. And then the Mass is celebrated in the chapel, which is very small, smaller than this church of St. Martin, which is still there. What a wonderful, I was able to be there several times for this wonderful day, a very, very wonderful feast of one of the earliest saints of the church, St. Martin of Tours. And so today we beseech our beloved St. Martin to help us, to pray for us, to grant us that we may have the same attitude as he. I neither refuse to live, nor am I afraid of death. Whatever God wills, quod vult Deus, that is what we should do. And we pray also for all the many people whose feast it is today, and we give thanks to Almighty God for this great saint that has still, after so many years, been a great inspiration and source of strength to Catholics and to the religious and priests of the Church all throughout the ages. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.